How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. And my guest on this installment of Grade A Nation is none other than Billy Briggs. He is no stranger to the podcast, and he is here again to talk about how he has lost yet another job, this time at Buffalo Wild Wings, following UFC 246, where Conor McGregor defeated Donald Cowboy Cerrone via knockout in 40 seconds. Billy, what happened?
Well, I like to think of it as attempted murder, really.
Attempted murder? Well, why would you frame it in that way?
Well, it was a matter of me innocently going about my business when, you know, this one table that had a married couple sitting there. I mean, the guy was just a pain in the butt the whole night. You know, he kept shouting, Conor, he's our man. If you can't do it, no one can. And he was doing it for, you know, the whole night, well before Conor McGregor even stepped foot in the octagon. And it was very annoying. He was getting drunk. I just kept, you know, refilling his, drink because, you know, raising up the tab means a bigger tip for me, right? I mean, I don't care if he's drinking and driving or not. I mean, he can drive into a telephone pole for all I care.
Now, Billy, you're not really going to be winning the audience over if you're saying that you don't care if someone who is a customer drives into a telephone pole if they're intoxicated and driving.
Well, it was just a matter of him being very annoying. He was very annoying.
All right, but I mean, let's just take it easy.
It's kind of hard to take it easy after what happened to me. It was a trauma. I really do think that this guy tried to kill me. So, you know, I made small talk with them, him and his wife, and I learned that he is obviously a very big Conor McGregor fan. He's a big mixed martial arts fan, and I just think it's kind of weird that a grown man is married and is watching UFC with his wife and is cheering on, you know, a shirtless man brutalizing another man. I think it's kind of queer, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, if you're a fan of combat sports, just let him be a fan of combat sports. You know, if you're a fan, you're a fan. What's the big deal?
Well, if you saw his wife, I mean, she was pretty steamy. I have to be honest. And for her to have to sit through her husband ranting and raving about Conor for 3 hours, you know, I felt sorry for her. And when Conor won the fight in 40 seconds, he just burst into tears and he said, "My boy Conor, he did it. Conor's back. Conor's back, baby. Conor's back." He was just crying, sobbing. And it was one of those dirty, drunk cries, you know. It was just embarrassing.
Okay, so he made a fool of himself. But what was it afterward that caused the commotion?
Well, you know, he kept crying and he said, you know, "This is the greatest night of my life, better than being named in the Guinness Book of World Records." So he kept saying, you know, my boy Conor, it's Maverick and Conor forever, Maverick and Conor forever. And I don't know who Maverick is, if he's Maverick or what was going on there, but he went to the bathroom because, you know, he was crying in such a sloppy way that he had to clean himself up. And when he went to the bathroom, I went up to his wife and said, "You know, ma'am, I'm very sorry that your husband kind of made a scene, but I really appreciate your business tonight. And she said, oh, you know, I'm used to it. And, you know, he's like this with every UFC fight. And then I said, you know, it's a real shame that Conor McGregor, the Irishman, lasted 40 seconds while Martin Scorsese's Irishman lasted 3.5 hours. And I did a little laugh, and then I winked at her. And, you know, when I winked at her, he came back and he saw what I had done. You know, he saw that I had winked at his wife. And he did not take kindly to it, I'll put it that way. Well, I mean, if you're winking at someone's wife, was it in a sexual way, or what was going on there?
Well, you're starting to sound like him, because immediately he got all hot and bothered. He said, and now am I allowed to use that word?
Use what word? If it's a bad word, just spell it out.
Well, he just immediately shouted, are you trying to F-U-C-K my wife? And I said, oh no, sir, we were just talking about the fight. We were just talking about the fight. And he said, I think you're full of S-H-I-T. And he threw the rest of his beer in my face, and I was blinded.
Oh, wow, so he threw a drink in your face.
Yeah, I couldn't see. So as I was trying to, you know, regain myself, he had ripped my pants off.
Ripped your pants off?
Yeah, exactly. He ripped my pants off, and my tidy whities were exposed.
Oh, okay.
Why are you laughing at that?
Well, I mean, you know, if you're in a crowded Buffalo Wild Wings and someone has their pants pulled and it's an employee and their tidy whities are exposed, the visual picture just kind of made me chuckle a little bit. I do apologize, Billy.
Well, you know, it wasn't funny. So, somehow, this character had brought his own collection of hot sauces to the Buffalo Wild Wings.
He brought his own hot sauce? Why do you think he did that?
You know, I have no idea. I mean, you get some real weirdos at Buffalo Wild Wings who think they're, you know, so tough that they have to bring their own hot sauce. They say, oh, you know, the sauce at Buffalo Wild Wings is child's play, so I'm going to bring my own stuff. Now, little did I know that one of the sauces that he brought was Mad Dog 357 number 9 plutonium.
Wow. That's really amazing, because that's the hottest, most concentrated pepper abstract, isn't it? It's like the hottest hot sauce, essentially.
That's right, exactly. It's the hottest stuff on the market. It's terrible. It's very evil. And this is a product that can cause serious injury. It even says so on the box.
So, okay, so what did he do with the hot sauce?
Well, this is the part that gets traumatic. Okay, so, you know, I can't see because I'm blinded by beer. And he pulled my pants down. And he took my chonies. He pulled my chonies out, and he just dumped the entire bottle. Mad Dog, 357, number 9, plutonium. In of my chonies. So, pretty much, he just poured an entire bottle of hot sauce into my private areas. Alright, I'm not laughing. Notice I'm not laughing. I would hope not. I mean, it's attempted murder. Okay. So, let's think about this. You have a whole bunch of hot sauce inside your chonies. It's being, exposed to a very sensitive area.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Okay, so he dumped the hot sauce into my chonies, and this Mad Dog 357, on the box, it says this product can cause serious injury if directly consumed, ingested, or applied to the body. And that's what he did. He applied it to my body. It got all on my, my penis and my butthole. And I, you know,
don't start crying, Billy.
It's just very hard because, you know, it just started. It's not, I was itching all over.
Okay. So obviously, coming into contact with that potent concentration of pepper extract on your skin, on a very sensitive area of your body, is going to make you itch.
Yes.
Okay, Billy. So, you started, I'm assuming, itching.
That's right. I started itching. I had to pull my underwear down, my chonies down, and
Billy, you gotta calm down. Get it together for the Grade A Nation. You know, sometimes I've gotten emotional, but you just have to get it together for the Grade A Nation. Calm down. Just tell your story, okay? So, you pulled your chonies down and you started itching your area, your private area.
I started itching my balls and my butthole, and you know, people started screaming in the Buffalo Wild Wings, but I couldn't help myself. I mean, the intensity, the heat, it was just too much to bear. There's mucus hanging out of my nose. I was gasping for air. I couldn't breathe. I just started taking drinks from tables and dumping them on me to try and relieve the intensity of the heat. And I ended up dumping a B-Dubs Irish coffee on myself. So now I'm scalded. You know, that didn't help. I'm feeling hot, and now I'm pouring essentially the hottest coffee on earth on myself. And then I poured a spicy passion fruit margarita on myself. And that Ancho Reyes chili liquor interacted with the Mad Dog 357 number 9 to make me feel like I was literally in flames. I just thought I was on fire. So I...
Billy, don't cry.
So I felt like I was on fire, and I started to stop, drop, and roll. And so there I am, just rolling around on the floor and, you know, grabbing my balls, my peter, and my butthole, and just screaming and crying for help. And that's when the manager came out and said,
You know, what the hell is wrong with you? You're on crystal meth, aren't you? You're on crystal meth. And I couldn't even respond. I was just making weird noises, and I can't even replicate them here. I mean, it was just screams and animal sounds, really, because I was like an animal crying for help. I was assaulted by this sick, intoxicated Conor McGregor fan just because I winked at his wife after telling an innocent joke. Well, Billy, I'm sorry that this happened to you. It does sound like you didn't necessarily do anything to warrant such a drastic response from him. This is a situation where I am on your side.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. It means a lot to me.
Now, what do you think you're going to do now that you experience this? Because, I mean, the manager thought you were on crystal meth, so he essentially fired you on the spot, didn't he?
That's right. He fired me. You said you're terminated. You're terminated right now. And you know, I was still stopping, dropping, and rolling.
Still stopping, dropping, and rolling. Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Well, no, it just sounded kind of funny, Billy. I'm sorry that happened. Is there anything that we can do for you, the Greater Nation?
Well, is there a chance you can start a GoFundMe?
Well, I don't know if I want to ask the Greater Nation to send you money.
Why is that?
Well, I'm just thinking that, you know, with your history, with your record, you'll find a job in no time, because it, for whatever reason, despite all the situations you've encountered, you always seem to get work.
Well, it's because I am a hard worker and I put 100% into anything I do. So if people in the Greater Nation want to help, please, my name is Billy Briggs, and I'm going to put 100% into what I do, no matter if it's, you know, working at the Golden Corral.
Well, you've been fired from Golden Corral.
Can I finish?
I'm sorry, Billy.
If it's working at the Golden Corral, if it's working at Payless.
Well, you got fired from Payless, and I actually don't even think Payless exists anymore.
You know, I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave.
Billy, just take it easy. All right, Greater Nation, I'm gonna help Billy fill out his LinkedIn, get it updated, and we'll check in with you next time. If you can subscribe to the podcast, it would mean a lot and be a big help. Give it a 5-star rating, put a few positive words on there. It would be a great thing. Thanks very much, and we'll check in with you next time.